And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with Michael Carayannis.
Now, surely, let's tap into your heritage, Michael Carayannis, from the Telegraph. It's the Greek heritage. Surely there'd be a rivalry there with someone that if, you know, like... something.
Was it Greece, Macedonia, and the Greeks?
The Greeks big rivals, mate.
Mm. The Greeks. Like, that's not a path I'm going to tread.
No.
Oh, okay. Has Greece got a rival? Like, is there a geographical rival somewhere?
Turkey.
Turkey.
The Greeks.
Yeah. The Turks and the Greeks.
We're your daddy, Turkey.
Yeah.
We're your daddy.
What about the hullabaloo of the Penrith players having a bit of fun? Having a good time, congratulating themselves on a remarkable feat. Like, honestly, what is going on in this world? I've got no issue with them. I really enjoy the Penrith players' company. I'm sure a lot of those criticising probably haven't spent any time with them because they are good guys, they're young guys, living their dream, having a bit of fun, representing Western Sydney, and good luck to them. And, you know, the only thing that will happen eventually is that they'll fall eventually, and some of this stuff will come back to bite them a little bit on the bum, but I've got no issue with it.
Mm. No, it's very strange, but we do need something to talk about, and it's strange where we look and try and find something to make such a big deal out of. Like, you heard James Fisher Harris deliver that line. You've actually heard it, Michael?
Yep. I laughed.
Yeah, well,
it is funny.
Yes.
Good on him. Good on him. And you know what's going to happen when they play Parramatta next year? Mm. We're going to play it, and we're going to build some hype around it. But who cares? It's not personal. No. He's just having a bit of fun. He's a bit tired and emotional. He's in front of his home. If you can't get carried away after winning back-to-back premierships, standing with no sleep in front of your home fans, poking a bit of fun, playing to the crowd, like, come on, what are we doing?
Now the Tom Cruise role. So there was references about about Top Gun and the fact 86. That Top Gun in 86 was, and you know, we thought that might have been a bit of good juju for the Parramatta Eels. I didn't know this. I didn't know Penrith had gone through this. They you know, kept it pretty quiet. I didn't think to ask them what they were doing.
What, another Tom Cruise movie? Or?
Well, the Tom Cruise role in Penrith's premiership.
It's interesting, isn't it? It was a deep, dark secret leading up to the grand final. But you know what it's like. As soon as you win the grand final, you tell all your state secrets. So I went in and was asking some of the players in the shed after the game on Sunday night, and they were happy to spill the beans. It was, you know, they went and watched Top Gun at a mid-season camp in Kiama, and what stemmed from that was a bit of fun, a bit of seriousness. It was the brainchild of assistant coach Cameron Serrato, who... wanted to use themes from the movie in terms of, you know, always been in the dogfight, be, you know, hardworking and you know, come be connected and always be the hunters. And what stemmed from that is giving everyone, every player, a call sign, a nickname. So, you know, you've got Nathan Cleary as the Iceman, Isaiah Yeo as Octopus, Spencer Lino as Fireball, Mitch Kenny as Grasscutter. So each one had a little call sign, and you know, they played it up throughout the season, and you know, used it as a bit of not motivation, but just to stay on course a little bit.
Did Brandy get a name? Was he Mongoose or what was Brandy? Which one are we talking? We're talking the second. We're talking the remake. Top Gun?
I think we're probably talking new one. Both of them. Like
they watch both. Yeah,
well, I don't know. It's
a new one, but obviously some of the nicknames are made up to align with. What players are up to. Dylan Edwards was Casper, you know, Moses Leota Tank and stuff. So, you know, there's the theme of the movies that they've translated into...
Whatever works. Whatever works.
If they had gone and watched Police Academy 1 through 7, you know, they come back, one person's high tower, you know, Michael Winslow making whoop, whoop, whoop noises. And, I wonder if that would have worked.
Yeah. Maybe Arpy will take that to the Tigers next year.
Right, they watch Police Academy 1 through 7. No, that's not funny. Arrogant.
That's very smug,
yeah, that's
Michael.
Very smug, Michael. As if they're going to watch Police Academy 1 through 7. Come on. Lethal Weapon, though. You could watch all the Lethal Weapons. I'm too old for this shit. You know, you could watch that. You know, that could be James Tarmo saying that. That's a terrible line, too. But anyway, Michael, that's where we're at. So that's amazing. Just the little edges that coaches look for through the season. I think that's fantastic that you think laterally. And think
well, you think how hard it is to go back to back, and it has been. Roosters did it in 18-19, but you've got to trace it back to the Broncos in 92-93 before it happened. So we've spoken about how many minor premiership sides or defending premiers have sort of tumbled at the last hurdle, just haven't been able to get there. So whatever you think will work with your group of players, and that's something, it's Cameron Seraldo's idea.
I know it's your segment, Michael, but I'll throw it you, Brandy. Did Gus bring anything to the fact that you'd lost in 1990? I'm going all the way back to what you did in 1991, or that was enough motivation, you lost to Canberra. Yeah, you'd have to find something extra.
No, I didn't find it. No. You lose a grand final. It's winning a grand final and achieving what you set out to do, and it's that hard to get to a grand final and then win one, but to back it up. And you always see those sides, or we have over the years, sides that come in as favourites the following year, the defending premiers, and some have had remarkable regular season results, but just fall at that last hurdle. And whatever you think might work and get your side mentally fresh and ready to play, you do it. So Penrith went down this line, and obviously it worked, Michael.
Brandy, can I just ask you, obviously, do you think this is the greatest Panthers team ever?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I think the fact that they've made three grand finals where they've done something that no other Penrith side have done. And gone back to back, so that, I would say they are, Michael.
I've got no issue with that either. What?
I don't disrespectful about James Fisher Harris saying
three state grand finals,
and he did. He said, "Look, to all those that have come before us, great respect, but we're the greatest team ever." That's fine by me.
I'll just, for the record, I'll say the Panthers of 03 were more entertaining to watch. I love watching Panthers now, but Panthers 03 was something special. They had that attitude, you score 30, we'll score more.
Yes.
And I loved it. You know, Reece Wesser and players like that. That was
Preston Campbell, Craig Gower, Ryan Girdler. Yeah. That was the Pulitur and Nullivale.
Yeah, some great entertainment.
That was a great side. That there's no doubt about it. But no one's achieved what they've done, Michael. No Penrith team have achieved what this team have done. So I think they've got every right to say, and I don't think they'll be walking around the streets saying we're the greatest ever. Like, I think, you know, James Fisher Harris, after 30 beers and no sleep, I think he's got he has the right to say that.
It was all playful.
Yeah, good stuff, Michael Carrianis. And we'll follow also on the Telegraph website the story of Luciano Leilua, although not much can be said. He's back in court next week. Michael, you have yourself a great Tuesday, my friend.
Thank you, guys.